Chapter 9. A Young Lady Cries. Sir William and Maria stayed for only a week at Hunsford. After they left, Elizabeth was able to spend her time quite comfortably. She dined at Rosings about twice a week, but other meetings and dinners for her were few. Still, the weather was fine, and Elizabeth greatly enjoyed being out of doors. Her favorite walk was along an open road that was beside the park. Soon it was to be Easter. Elizabeth heard that two of Lady Catherine's nephews, Mr. Darcy and Colonel Fitzwilliam, were expected to be at Rosings. Mr. Darcy was highly spoken of by Lady Catherine, and she seemed almost angry when she found out that Elizabeth had already met him before. When these two gentlemen arrived, Mr. Collins went to Rosings to greet them. On his return, the two gentlemen decided to accompany him. This surprised Charlotte. She saw them from the window and ran to tell Elizabeth. "I must thank you, Elizabeth, for being here," she said. "Mr. Darcy would probably never have come to visit me." Colonel Fitzwilliam was a most true gentleman in character. He was about 30 years of age and was not particularly handsome. Mr. Darcy looked the same and greeted Elizabeth calmly. She bowed to him without saying a word. Colonel Fitzwilliam talked easily, like a well-mannered and educated man, but Mr. Darcy sat for some time without speaking. After a while, he asked Elizabeth about how her family was doing. She answered him that they were quite well, and after waiting a moment, she added, "My eldest sister, Jane, has been in town these past 3 months. Have you neither heard from nor seen her there?" Mr. Darcy looked a little confused by what she had said. Then he answered that he had not the luck of meeting Miss Bennet in town. They did not speak further about the subject. Colonel Fitzwilliam's manners were both respected and enjoyed, and the ladies felt it would be very pleasurable to have him there at their visits at Rosings. However, they did not receive an invitation until Easter Day. Colonel Fitzwilliam had called at the Collins house more than once during the time, but Mr. Darcy they had only seen at church. Her ladyship received the family very coolly. It was easy to know that their company was most welcomed only when she could not receive anybody else. Colonel Fitzwilliam seemed really glad to see them. His attention was very caught by Elizabeth. He entertained her so well by talking about many subjects: Kent and Hertfordshire, traveling, new books, and music. Elizabeth was grateful for his company. The Colonel then asked Elizabeth to play the piano for him. He led her to the piano, and he placed a chair near to her. Lady Catherine only listened to half a song and then started talking to Darcy. Finally, Darcy walked away and stood by the piano to have a full view of Elizabeth's performance. When she had finished a song, Elizabeth said, "Do you mean to frighten me, Mr. Darcy, by standing in such a serious manner to hear me? But I will not be scared."
"I'm sure you don't really believe that I want to scare you,"
replied Darcy, and he gave one of his unusual smiles.
"I have known you long enough to realize that you often greatly enjoy stating opinions that are in fact not your own."
Elizabeth did not get upset, but laughed instead. She decided to challenge Darcy's manner and said, "Perhaps it is not wise of you to speak of all that you know about me. Are you trying to put me at a disadvantage? It may make me speak of things about you that may shock your relations."
"Don't worry, I'm not afraid of you,"
he said smilingly.
"What do you have to say against him? Let's hear it,"
said Colonel Fitzwilliam. "I remember the first time I ever saw him. He was at a dance in our town, and what do you think he did? He only danced 4 dances the whole night, and there was more than one young lady without a partner. Mr. Darcy, you must say this is true."
At that time, I only knew my own party and did not have the honor of knowing any lady. Perhaps it would have been better if I had looked for an introduction. I am not good at speaking with those I have never met before."
"That's because he will not give himself the trouble,"
said his cousin. Elizabeth decided to change the subject and said, "I'm afraid my fingers cannot move as cleverly as other women's do over this instrument, but then I do not practice as I should. I'm afraid it has been too long since I last played." Darcy smiled and said,
"You are quite right, but I also feel that neither of us likes to perform in front of strangers."
Elizabeth began to play again. Lady Catherine came near and said to Darcy, "Miss Bennet's playing would not have so many mistakes if she practiced more." Elizabeth looked at Darcy and could see that he was as amused as she was. Lady Catherine continued to speak to Darcy about her thoughts on Elizabeth's playing. However, the gentleman requested that Elizabeth continued to play all night. She did not stop until the carriage was ready to take them all home. The next morning, Elizabeth decided to write a letter to Jane while Mr. and Mrs. Collins had left for the village. She was surprised by a ring at the door. She was even more surprised when she answered the door and saw that it was Mr. Darcy. He entered the room. He seemed equally surprised to find her alone. He was completely silent until Elizabeth asked, "Were Mr. Bingley and his sisters well when you left London?"
"In perfect health, I thank you."
"I understand that Mr. Bingley does not want to return to Netherfield again?"
"He may not spend very much of his time there in the future."
"If he means not to be there very often, then it would be better if he gave up the property completely. Then we might have a settled family there. It would be better for the neighborhood."
"I should not be very surprised,"
said Darcy,
"if he gave it up as soon as he finds any other property of equal value that has become available."
Elizabeth did not answer. She decided to leave the trouble of finding something to talk about to him. He asked her,
"Are you pleased with Kent?"
They spoke for a short while on the subject of the country, but this was soon put to an end by the entrance of Charlotte. Mr. Darcy sat for a few minutes longer without saying very much. Then he excused himself and left. "What is the meaning of this?" said Charlotte. "My dear Elizabeth, I think he must be in love with you." Elizabeth told Charlotte this was probably not true. She replied that his visit was because it was too difficult to find anything else to do at that time of year. All field sports were finished for the year. At his house there was Lady Catherine, books, and a billiard table, but it was impossible for a gentleman to always be indoors. In the days that followed, it was indeed quite difficult to understand why Mr. Darcy came so often to the Collins's house. He often sat without saying much to anyone. Charlotte wanted to believe that he came because he was in love with Elizabeth. She tried to watch him closely, but she had no success with guessing his reason. Elizabeth started to unexpectedly meet Mr. Darcy on her walks through the park. The first time they met, so that it would not happen again, she told him that the park was her favorite place. But she met him again a second time, and she thought it was very strange. She even met him a third time. Every time they met, he never said a great deal. Still, Elizabeth began to feel an unexpected pleasure in his company. One day, as she was walking about the park and rereading Jane's last letter, she saw that Colonel Fitzwilliam was approaching.
"I have been making a walk about the park,"
he said.
"Are you going much farther?"
"No, I was planning on turning back home in a moment." They walked towards the house together. Elizabeth said, "I believe you know two ladies whom I also know, Mrs. Hurst and Miss Bingley."
I have met them before. Their brother is a great friend of Darcy's.
Oh, yes, said Elizabeth coolly. Mr. Darcy takes great care of him.
Great care of him? Yes,
replied the colonel.
I believe Bingley owes him very much.
What do you mean, owes him?
Mr. Darcy told me that he had recently saved a close friend from unwisely getting married. I guess that he was speaking about Bingley.
Did Mr. Darcy tell you what his reasons were for his belief that it was an unwise marriage?
I understood that the lady was not of high character.
Elizabeth did not reply. She walked on, her heart quickly filling with anger. Your cousin's way of handling problems sometimes troubles me, she said at last. Why should he be the judge?
You think his involvement was not correct?
I do not see what right Mr. Darcy has that he can decide about his friend's happiness, she said. Later that night, in her own room, Elizabeth was able to think without being disturbed. She had never doubted that Darcy had been responsible for separating Bingley and Jane, but she had also always thought that Miss Bingley was the main person responsible. Now, after speaking to the colonel, it became clear that Mr. Darcy was the cause. He had ruined all hope of happiness for Jane. About Jane, Elizabeth knew that he could not find fault with her. She also knew that nothing could be said against her father, as Mr. Darcy himself had praised her father's abilities. Then, however, she thought of her mother and sisters. Suddenly, her belief changed. She remembered how ashamed she had felt over their conduct at the Netherfield dance. This made her suddenly begin to cry. Soon, the tears gave her a headache. She did not want to see Mr. Darcy that night, so she decided not to go to Rosings that evening. Mrs. Collins did not try to change her mind, but Mr. Collins was very afraid that Lady Catherine would be unhappy and angry